This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Callen.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Thankfully, Chris was able to hold on the line here, listening outside of Tupelo in Mississippi to WKMQ. You're new to libertarianism, it sounded like, and you had some questions about a few different issues. Number one was kind of the separation of church and state, and then also you were talking about how taxes, you know, you feel like they're kind of important because they pay for parks and things like that. But I don't want to put words in your mouth, so is that an appropriate kind of recap, Chris?
Well, I was curious what you guys thought about the desire of certain political elements to completely go against what the Founding Fathers intended. See, they lie these days. They say things like, oh, the Founding Fathers were all extremely Christian and all this, and 99% of their followers don't ever look any of that up. They just assume it's true. But when you read their writings, things like the United States absolutely has nothing to do with Christianity, things like that. What
a lot of them were, you're right, but a lot of them were deists.
Christian.
That's correct. They were deists. Yeah.
So, they were products of the 18th century Enlightenment. They were not religious fanatics. And these people are warping and distorting history, quote mining, and it's just something that really irritates me.
Well, I think it's unfair to characterize
why so many people aren't more people who know better aren't more angry about that. I just don't get it.
I think it's unfair to characterize the Founding Fathers as a bunch of deists.
Not all of them were.
I would say the majority of them were Christians, and a good percentage of them were preachers. Okay, so and they were all, you know, by and large, socially conservative individuals. I don't think that's relevant.
Thomas Jefferson referred to the Bible as the dunghill.
Yeah, he did. But Thomas Jefferson was one of the Founding Fathers. Let's talk about Benjamin Franklin, also a deist.
Exactly.
So was Madison. He was a deist. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that signed that voted for the Constitution and signed the Declaration of Independence that were Christians. So to say, you know, to pick your favorite Founding Fathers and say they're all deists is just
He didn't
unfair.
Say that. He didn't
no,
say they were
you
all
did.
Deists.
And that's
I
why
did
I'm
not
correct.
Say they were all deists. I okay. said this, there, a lot of them, you know, as I understand it, were, but it doesn't matter whether they were or they weren't. It doesn't matter what percentage of them were, because they were all in agreement with the idea that there should be religious freedom in the United States.
But what religious freedom looked like to them was different than it looks today. So religious freedom meant the government of the United States couldn't tell Catholic Maryland how to run things. Because I can tell you, Puritan Massachusetts, by and large, had all kinds of religious laws at the time. So what it meant, freedom of religion meant, was the United States government itself, the centralized government, didn't tell these states, which had all kinds of religious laws, what to do. Now, that's constitutional law. I think it's irrelevant.
There's also the federal government's also there for when the states step over a certain line, and the federal government steps in and says, you know, you can't do that.
I think that that's the role that it has taken. But, the federal government was, if we want to talk constitutions, then we can talk the Constitution. If you want to talk about what my beliefs are regarding, the federal government's, when it comes to religion, that's a different story entirely. So what I believe when it comes to religion is that the federal government should take no stance whatsoever, but that individuals can have the religious freedoms that they want. So, and I believe that you can start your own business. And if you want to start a business that caters to a particular religion and has particular religious values, then you should be able to do that. So if you want to start Chick-fil-A and say, we're not hiring gay folks and we're going to close on Sundays and,
But on the other hand, the government shouldn't be forcing one religion down anyone else's throats. the government shouldn't be promoting one religion over any other religion. And, you know, the government needs to stay out of that entirely, in my opinion. But to get back to your original question, Chris, which was about this Trump signing of some kind of an executive order, Daryl actually shared a link with me that he had in his show prep. We didn't get to talk about it a couple nights ago, so I'm gonna just kind of briefly sum it up here. The ACLU, according to thehill.com, is now reversing course, saying that they will not be filing a lawsuit challenging the executive order that Trump signed on these religious political exemptions. ACLU Director Anthony Romero said in a statement, quote, "Today's executive order signing was an elaborate photo op with no discernible policy outcome." He says, "After careful review of the order's text, we've determined the order does not meaningfully alter the ability of religious institutions or individuals to intervene in the political process. The order portends but does not yet do harm to the provision of reproductive health services." So basically, Trump signed a dead letter. He didn't actually really change anything, according to the ACLU, and they certainly know their stuff when it comes to the law.
Yeah, I don't go home. I drive a truck on the road, you know. I don't go home very often, but when I do, I usually have packets there from like the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I keep up with all their newsletters and stuff, so that I'm sure there will be some things about that in there.
Now, I'd like to also further clarify. Before you go on with the other thing, I'd like to further clarify this issue, because we are the show is put on by the Shire Free Church. And it's an interfaith church. There are people of all faiths welcome, so long as they are peaceful in the Shire Free Church. And that's kind of what's behind this program. We are not 501c3. And so that is the political designation that a lot of churches have gone out to get.
And we don't advocate for particular politicians. We can.
That's the thing you don't understand.
We can do whatever we want.
That's the thing. That's what I was trying to clarify here is that. Well, I've advocated for Ron Paul, but anyway.
It's been a long time.
It doesn't matter. You advocated for Gary Johnson, didn't you?
I said that I was going to vote for him.
Whatever. What's the difference? Anyway, the point is the 501c3 is what prohibits religious organizations who seek that designation from doing what, you know, you were talking about, which is promoting some sort of issue or politician. And so I'm going to just put you on hold since there's a little bit of noise coming from the line. But the misconception is that churches have to get 501c3 in order to be tax deductible. That's not true. I'm really not sure why it is that any church gets 501c3, besides the fact that they believe they have to, and that's probably because lawyers have been telling them that they have to, because the lawyer wants to get hired to hold their hand through the paperwork process.
Make money off of the fees.
Exactly. Yeah. Quite a bit. You know, you hire the attorney, he takes care of everything for you, that kind of thing. But you don't need to. If you want to donate to the Shire Free Church, you just donate to the Shire Free Church, and you can do whatever. Is it a deduction or a write-off? I don't know. I don't do taxes, so I have no idea what it is. But whatever that thing is that people are looking for, is it a deduction, Mark? What is it? What do they call that?
Deductions, write-offs.
Yeah, if you donate to a charity, it's called a write-off.
Yeah, okay. It's a deduction.
Yeah, so they're looking for that. You can do that with a church that is not 501c3. And if you're not 501c3, then you haven't asked the government for permission for anything. Mm-hmm. You haven't gone into this agreement with them, so you're not subject to all of these rules in the first place. So my point is here that we can say anything we want to. We don't have those restrictions on us because we never asked the government for the privilege of being 501c3, which, again, I don't know why anyone would. So, Chris, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, one more thing. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we got you.
Driving.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe you can, because I'm a pretty reasonable person. I'm a pretty moderate person. I don't toe a party line one way or the other. You know, I don't, you know, left or right. I'm kind of in the middle. Okay. But my understanding of libertarianism, and this seems to be what would wind up happening if it was completely successful in the United States. Like, I feel like it appeals to the average construction worker's baser urges. Things like, oh, I'll be able to smoke pot legally and go down and see prostitutes or whatever, and that'll be great. But I feel like what would happen is I feel that libertarianism underestimates the greed and the sociopathy of the corporations in this country. And what would wind up happening without regulations would be the same as it was before labor laws came into being, when they had 9-year-old kids working 14 hours a day in a coal-powered furnace in the bottom of a factory or plant somewhere, shoveling coal into the fire all day.
I think people fear that greatly.
That's an interesting question, and I'm going to let you go, but we're going to address that when we return. And I'd love to invite you to call again any other night in the future, whether we're on WKMQ or not, because I think they only have us on weekend nights. We're on 7 nights a week. So if you want to continue this conversation.
I'm all over the country, so do you guys have a website?
We're coming up here in moments. We do.
A website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Live Sunday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
Callan.
And Mark.
As we continue, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. It's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Whether you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it there, or maybe you want to talk to other Bitcoin users. They've got a forum, and it's always open and censorship-free. You go to forum.bitcoin.com, and you can check that out there. There also is the games section where you can actually play games with your Bitcoin. That's games.bitcoin.com. You can learn more. That's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. And there are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, our last caller was on the road, sounded like a professional driver, and wanted to know what our website was, but we were up against the clock at the end of the last segment. Didn't have time to spit that out. It's freetalklive.com. So for anybody that, you know, if you're listening in your local area and you don't hear us all seven nights a week, if you're listening on the radio as he was, then you can always download the podcast. You can always listen live or listen, you know, delayed broadcast on our website anytime, 24/7 at freetalklive.com. So feel free to tune in there. And like I said to him, would love to hear from you again. You know, whether you're listening live or not, whether you're driving where there's a radio signal that carries us or not, you know, that was a good conversation.
Right.
And
I mean, that's what, for me, Free Talk Live is all about.
Yeah.
Taking the basic questions and trying to answer them from a libertarian standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason I cut it short was because we've got some other folks waiting patiently here, and so I want to get to them. But I'm not going to forget about this. He did ask about the greed of corporations and eliminating regulations, so let's get into that.
FreeTalkLive.com, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I want to get into it. We'll answer his question in here in a moment, but I want to get Jeremy on the line. He's also been waiting, listening in Bowling Green to WKCT.
Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy?
North Korea!
Huh? What? I don't know what they...
Waiting for that?
Yeah, he was saying something there, but he was potted down, it sounded like, at the beginning of the call. So whatever the first three words were...
Something tore me up, maybe?
I don't know. Something of Toria. I don't know what that was, but okay, well... Glad I went to that call. So we'll continue with your calls here in a moment. But let's address the question that he'd asked.
Yeah, you know,
the greedy corporations, lack of regulations, and a libertarian utopia.
A libertarian world, corporations will take over.
Yeah, you know, libertarianism is essentially, a small government, a bare bones government, and really minimizing regulations. It's not really eliminating all regulations. It's just kind of minimizing it to making it easier for business.
Well, I would get rid of the government entirely.
I agree with you.
Because to me, that's what the ultimate principle behind libertarianism is.
Yeah.
The principle being the non-aggression principle that says you shouldn't use the threat of or actual force to achieve your political or social goals. So if your goal is to have a shorter work week, or your goal is to have, you know, air conditioning in the workplace, or your goal is to, you know, not have children working, or, you know, whatever it is that is important to you, that you should be able to accomplish that goal without threatening people, without saying, well, you either do this or else we're going to come shut your business down, or we're going to come, you know, men with guns are going to hurt you, or whatever. And so that is the complete lack of regulations. However, what libertarians would point out, or should point out, now whether you're talking to a libertarian who knows how to express his ideas is another question, because a lot of them are quite autistic. But the answer to ending government regulation isn't some sort of crazy free-for-all. It's the market would come up with regulations, sort of voluntary certifications and controls that market actors would choose to be regulated, basically, rather than being forced to be by the government. So a great example of this is, of course, like Underwriters Laboratories, which is a company that a lot of other companies will hire to test their products to make sure that they're safe, for instance. And then if they are safe, they put that Underwriters Laboratories logo, which you've probably seen. Just take your toaster and look on the bottom or wherever, and you'll see the UL logo. If you don't see the UL logo, you probably bought that toaster grocer at some questionable, you know, large lots store or something like that, where, you know, they got some lot of toasters that was made by a company that couldn't get Underwriters Laboratory certification or didn't want to pay for it. And then, you know, maybe the wires are crossed inside and it'll start a fire and, you know, good luck. That's why you're getting a discount on it, right?
Well, so I think it also
take your own risk.
Bears pointing out that corporations are government creations.
Yes. Governments are corporations as well.
And I, you know, look, I would agree with you, Kellen, that libertarian is a broad umbrella that covers people who believe in a small government for a variety of different tasks. They could never quite agree on exactly what those tasks should be. But to me, that's the danger of government generally, is that I'm small government except this issue, whatever that issue might be. Everybody thinks the government's too big.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they can't agree in what area it's too big.
Mm.
So for me, I believe if a service is worth having, that the marketplace will provide that service. So I'm against a monopolistic government that claims, you know, claims dominion over you just because you were born in a given landmass. To me, that's a horrifying concept, and that's what we've got. So, a corporation is simply people that are well connected going to the government, paying an amount of money in order to not be responsible for certain actions that they take.
Yep,
so,
that's true.
I don't see
buddy with the state.
I don't see how that would necessarily exist in a real free market.
I think that's an important point because yes, there would still be businesses, and yes, some of those businesses would be better or more successful or possibly larger than others. But today, the big mega corporations have the government in their pocket,
mm-hmm.
and so they're always scratching the back of the government, and the government's scratching their back. Every now and then, it looks like the government's going after them, but ultimately, those regulations are, in a lot of cases, written by the big corporations. Like the cigarette regulations that came out several years back were written by Philip Morris, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's because they can afford to jump through those hoops that they are creating for themselves, but they know their smaller competitors can't afford it. Another great example was the CPSC and their toy regulations that with lead testing.
Yep.
Yeah, lead testing mandates that would have cost like $1,000 per product for any producer to go through, which, of course, $1,000 for somebody that's making home-based toys that, you know, for some small business is cost prohibitive. But for Hasbro or Mattel, it's nothing. It costs them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made it much more difficult for the little companies to compete. And so if you take away those regulations, which, again, are a lot of times written by the mega corporations, mm-hmm. then you want to talk about evening out the playing field. At the very least, then you have fairness in the marketplace because those other companies are free to compete without having to jump through all of these government hoops that in a lot of cases can put them out of business. And of course, the smaller companies can usually compete on customer service. They can compete on quality. They can compete on, you know, different options for their customers that the big companies just can't do.
I've heard
that's
many,
what initially happened on an onset with Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially they kind of entered the market being, you know, unregulated. And kind of the reason why they grew so quickly because they were not being regulated. They were not being held accountable.
And then the government came in with regulations,
indeed.
And now you got Airbnb. You know, they're kind of helping the government write those regulations,
yeah,
as I understand.
Unfortunately.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got more coming up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, bring up anything that you want. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can get in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you got stuff you need to buy online and you like to shop through Amazon, then we would like to invite you to shop through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live can get a portion of the purchase price. You still pay the same price that you normally would pay. You're getting the same great deal, the same products that you would buy, same reviews, same everything. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets credit for the purchase, which means that we get a portion of the sale. So in order to help us out, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links there for Amazon U.S., Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. So you just go and get your shopping done at the Amazon that's right for you, and then Free Talk Live will benefit from that. So it's really simple, and it helps us out a lot. Please go to shop.freetalklive.com to do that. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts, and then we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Ian, Callan, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We were talking about corporations. We had a caller on the line concerned that in a libertarian utopia, you know, libertarian America, that there'd be no regulations, and so therefore corporations would just destroy everything. They would abuse people that work for them. They would, you know, destroy the environment. They would, you know, so on and so forth. But of course, if you look, by the way, at the environment, a lot of the times when you see destruction of the environment, it's actually a corporation who's working with the government, where they're working on, like, government managed land, and the government allows them to, let's say, come in and clear cut the land. That happens.
Yeah.
But if the company owns the land, they're more likely to replant trees on it and, you know, make sure to have different crops of trees and at different portions to where there's always some that are growing and there's some that are fully grown and they're ready to be cut. Mm-hmm. Some that are just being planted, sort of, you know, cycling through. They have the incentive to take care of the property better if they actually own the property rather than if they're just some sort of short-term leaser who can just go in there and strip mine it or, you know, or clear cut it. So, you know, it's actually having the government having control over property that has put a lot of it in grave danger. Mm-hmm. In addition, the regulations we were talking about, many of those are written by the megacorporations for the benefit of the megacorporations and to help protect them from upstarts and competitors. Mm-hmm. Another great example, you touched on Airbnb, Callan, but also look at the ride industry, the ride sharing like Uber and Lyft. Who like Airbnb are now writing the regulations, so yeah. They've gotten so big that now they've become what they hate, and you know they are the market dominators to try to they're trying to keep the other upstarts out now from the ride sharing mm-hmm. business. But in the beginning days, they were the ones who were the plucky innovators, and they're coming into the market and they're taking market share away from the old taxi cab companies who forever have been regulated to death by the government. But they've been so regulated that they felt comfortable. They felt like they were protected, and they were. Mm-hmm. For many decades, the taxi cab industry was protected from competition by the regulations, particularly taxi medallions, as they're called in a lot of cities, like New York City is probably one of the more renowned places or infamous places where medallions at one point became worth more than $1 million per medallion.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It's much less now. The price of the medallion has gone down dramatically on the secondary market because Uber and Lyft are in town, and they're providing competition.
And it's the same with bed and breakfast inns. They were protected by the regulations. I stayed at several bed and breakfast inns, and they talked about the challenges of trying to compete with Airbnb.
Right.
The fact that, you know, they had to, go through inspections, they had to go through all these other things to be able to be in business.
It raises their costs.
Yeah. And as a result, a lot of the brick and mortar bed and breakfast inns have started to sell their rooms on Airbnb because they figure, why should I keep paying taxes if I can just still be in business on Airbnb?
Well, that's only going to work to a point because they're already on the books. So the government's going to be like, well, where's our payment? And they're going to show up, and they're mm-hmm. going to, and the governments are now investigating Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And
Sarasota, our hometown, has basically been taxing Airbnb locations.
Yeah, I think that's
the crackdown started.
Yeah, but I don't think, but it's not federal yet. It's by like municipality
state.
State. Yeah.
But you're right. I've sat in the hearings for what they call. I forget what if they've got a term for the sharing of rooms, but like with Uber and Lyft, they call them transportation network companies. This mm-hmm. is the new legalese term for mm-hmm. the ride sharing companies. So I'm sure they've come up with some sort of term like that for Airbnb. But I've been in the hearings in Concord where they've talked about these regulations that they're working on passing, and I've seen the bed and breakfast owner come in there. One of them, she'll come in and she'll talk to the committee and she'll say how hard her life is because of the government, and she wants the life of these other companies to be just as hard. Now, of course, that's the wrong position. The right position is, hey, no one should have to put up with this crap. No one should have to jump through these hoops. Nobody who's running a bed and breakfast wants to have the place catch on fire or whatever, so let's let the insurance companies provide the regulations. Let's let them provide the standards, because most people who are running a business probably want to have insurance to protect them from liability. And so they're going to go to an insurance company, and the insurance company is going to say, yeah, sure, we'll give you insurance. We're just going to send an inspector down. Mm-hmm. He's going to check the place out, make sure that you're, you know, you're up to fire code or whatever. And then all of that is voluntary at that point. It's still regulatory, if you will, but it just doesn't involve government. It's still providing a set of standards that the industry, in this case the insurance industry, would agree is acceptable to do business.
It's providing governance without
governance
without the state,
without the mandate. So if you want to open some sort of ramshackle,
this is why I say all the time, I'm not against government. I'm against the state. And the state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over a given landmass.
If I want to open up, if I got a treehouse in my backyard that is, you know, obviously dangerous, right? Like you fall asleep in the treehouse, you could roll right out the door and, you know, fall. There's risks involved there. There's, you know, no fire protection whatsoever. It's just a wooden treehouse. But if I want to rent that out to somebody, I should be able to do that. And if that person understands that there might be some risk involved in sleeping in this treehouse, then, and they're willing to accept that risk, as long as they, you know, go ahead, sign this disclaimer saying you're not going to sue me if you fall out of the treehouse, then done deal. You know, let the buyer beware. Let caveat emptor. That's what the libertarian, I think that's what the libertarians would say, is the marketplace will provide the safety. The marketplace will provide the regulations. And let's go back real quick to the kid, because that one specific answer or one objection that our caller brought up was the 9-year-old working in a dangerous factory environment.
Yeah.
Now, what would a libertarian say to that one?
Well, I would say to that the 9-year-olds are working in dangerous factory environments already. It's just the United States has outsourced it. The United States has, but bam, bam, when you go to Walmart and you buy that plastic crap, but bam, bam, you are supporting child labor, because the fact of the matter is that in less developed economies, kids need to work. You know, here,
they ought to work here, too, as far as I'm concerned.
You can keep
brats.
Them infantilized until they're 30 years old, living in the basement, you know, making dank memes or whatever the hell they're doing down there. You know, that's fine, but don't act like you're some kind of, you know, glorious saint. No. Mm. I mean, I started working at 12 years old. Admittedly, it was a comic book store.
I worked at my mom's shop younger than that.
Younger than that.
I was bagging groceries for tips.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a good thing. You learn more at work than you do at school, quite frankly.
But he gave the example of factory labor, the dangerous factories, eating little kids' arms and things like that.
Factory, it's laughable. Okay, yeah. The United States is producing more in factories than it's ever produced in its history. And it has far fewer jobs. Why? Because they're robots. How many 9-year-olds are going to be able to run a assembly line robot? Okay? I mean, you could hearken back to times in the past, but the fact is that you've got child labor right now in the United States. It's just that it's only in acting and in farming. So it doesn't seem to be a problem to bring the immigrants in to work at 9 years old to pick your tomatoes.
I've seen kids doing newspaper routes, too. I think they're still allowed to do that.
Almost never.
We're coming up here, 855, 450, free.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Callan.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to the phones. Actually, in this case, to Skype, where Ian in China is on the line. Hello, Ian.
Hello, I'm no longer in China.
Oh, it sounds like you're no longer in China because you sound terrible. What are you on tonight? Your cell phone?
I'm on my tablet.
We're gonna have to say no on this one, Ian. I'm sorry. You're welcome to try a different time, but that is just I don't want to listen to that. Sorry. So if you ever want, by the way, just quick Skype tip, and you know that's my fault. I didn't screen his call because normally he sounds fine, so I didn't think I needed to. Skype tip for you. Whenever you install Skype, there's a default call that you can make to Skype Echo Test Service or Echo Test Service. Just call that up, and it's you know it's a nice British lady who says, welcome to Skype, talk to me or whatever, and then you just talk for 20 seconds, and then she plays you back what she heard you say. So then you can listen to yourself and make sure that you sound good, you sound clear, and that way you can kind of help us a little bit before you call in, just to do a quick sound check on your own. So our Skype username, if you want to join us here, is lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to try a different person on Skype. This time we're going to go to David. David is in New Mexico, and you're on Skype on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, tying into things that you were discussing tonight and then yesterday night with Lynn, is it Ulbricht?
Lynn Ulbricht, yes, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, yeah. The creator of the Silk Road, who is currently in prison, Ross is, that is, for the rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, just a side comment. I remember as a kid on the farm, we had nine-year-olds operating $500,000 pieces of farm machinery.
Yeah, I probably learned to... drive my dad's tractor at about 9, 10, somewhere in there, 11 maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Some long days. Anyway, first of all, under the context that I meet the definition of a whistleblower, and I say that because people, in the things that I deal with in law, I have been retaliated against in the form of criminal and tort things done to me, and I intend to take those people to task in the various venues available to me in the future. And so I just, if people are hearing me discuss things, I want them to know that I do meet the definition of a whistleblower and invoke those protections, and am willing to fight as such. Anyway, last night or yesterday we were talking her case with her son. We were talking about that there are many cases that have lots of similarities. In fact, in the last 10 years I've been dealing with this, it seems like there are a lot of cases that are essentially the same case. It's just the facts change, the subject matter changes, but the way that you are treated by the court, there are parallel similarities. You know, and for instance, one thing that had happened in her case, and you can help me with this if I stumble on the words, please. They dragged Ross into court on why don't you explain it, please, for a second? The trumped up thing that actually wasn't so, that they hooked him with the solicitation of murder or whatever it was, yeah. And then when they got him. Yeah, and then when they got him into court, they didn't actually pursue that. They pursued something else.
Just to clarify, they never charged him with the murder allegations. They just tarred him with it. So when they arrested him for running the Silk Road. And then, you know, every time they talked about him, they talked about these murder allegations just to make him sound like he was some sort of badass drug kingpin or something like that, ordering hits on people.
But apparently the United States government's prosecutorial staff is so incompetent that they can't bring a murderer to trial anywhere at all. And what they have to do is they have to go after him for running a website and give him two life sentences for it. I mean, I would kind of feel as a taxpayer that they've let me down here.
He would have gotten less time for a murder.
Could very well have.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they've not only let you down, they actually have abused you, Mark. It's an abuse of you, since you're funding you're paying the bill as a taxpayer, as we all are. You're funding what they're doing, and so they're abusing the money that they've taken from you and everybody else, which is your labor. So they're abusing your actual labor. If I'm sure you follow me, I'm not really saying it well, but. And so, to take what you just said and tie it back into what I was saying, often what I see courts do and what they did to me on several different occasions is they will use, the court has to have jurisdiction. They can't just decide, they can't just sit out. I mean, actually they do, but theoretically they can't decide, okay, let's go target, David today and we have to have a reason to target him, jurisdiction. They can't just decide we're going to go target Dave today and go get him and drag him into court and then extract money from him or imprison him or whatever. They have to have, you know, a legal reason, which they call jurisdiction. And you can actually, if you sit in a courtroom, you can actually see when you get to that phase when a judge is, you know, speaking from the bench, they'll say we're here today on matter, you know, they're on the record, they say, well, we're here today on matter whatever, and then they'll lay out their jurisdiction, the reason, what gives them lawful jurisdiction to control your life. They'll read it out for the record, covering their behind, should anybody ever question the legality of them being dragged into the court in the first place. Here, and often what happens is they'll drag you into court on one thing, which they claim gives that jurisdiction to drag you in court, and then all of a sudden you find out that they no longer really pursue this anymore. Instead, they pursue something else, which was actually their true desire to pursue in the first place. It's just the secondary item, which is actually what they're interested in, doesn't give them the jurisdiction to drag you into court in the first place. Mm. And so they trump up something if they actually did have the evidence to drag you into court, does give them the jurisdiction. But because they don't have the evidence, they don't have the facts don't support it, the law doesn't support it. Once they got you into court, then they kind of just forget about that and pursue other issues.
In Ross's case, they never actually pursued the charges of the murder for hire, but they were tarnishing him with it throughout the case in front of the jury, and it was just outrageous. David, thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They did it to damage whatever level of reputation he could have had with that jury, and it seemed to have been successful.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did, and they did it to damage his reputation with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Including a lot of his supporters. Yep. Who,
They never showed any proof.
Right, it's one thing to support somebody for running an underground marketplace, which I do, but obviously I don't support murder. So a lot of people presumed the government was telling the truth, which of course you should never do, and they just wrote him off because of that when they otherwise would have supported him. They otherwise would have given him money, perhaps, for his legal defense, but because they tarnished him with these murder-for-hire allegations, a lot of people who otherwise would have supported him actually took the government's word for it and kicked him under the bus or to the curb, and he didn't get the support that he could have because of that. So it was total success from their perspective.
It's so sad that people can't think for themselves. It's like they sit in front of the TV.
Well, it's easy to let the authorities do the thinking for you. It's a lot easier. The police are saying he tried to murder somebody, so it must be true. Even though there's plenty of evidence the cops lie, even though that in this case we found out that the cops weren't even just lying, they were actually stealing as well. Two of the federal agents, one Secret Service agent and one DEA agent, have gone to federal prison. They took guilty pleas because they got caught red-handed stealing Bitcoin from the Silk Road.
Yep, and they're in jail right
now.
They're in prison right now because of their actions. And in any other case, I think that would have just nullified the ruling. But they waited to prosecute these people, and they lied to the jury in the process.
Yep, it's an outrage. Now, if you missed our interview with Lynn Ulbricht, it was the entire first hour of the show last night, so you can always go to freetalklive.com, and you can download our archives at your leisure. You can subscribe to the podcast. If you want to actually subscribe to our RSS feed or iTunes or whatever, just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. There's actually several breakdowns of the different options that we have there, which include our full show. It includes the Edgington Post, which is your show, Mark, that you do kind of an online podcast-only show, and a few different configurations of, our full feed, which has everything in it, or you can do a feed that just has our show, or there's the digest-only feed, which is something that one of our listeners, Riley, does out in Utah. He makes a daily digest of Free Talk Live up, which is awesome. So you can get all those. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and there's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, on the way.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.